Marge of the Northwest Highway. This is TheBealPod.com, The Week in Georgia, in English, coming to you from lovely Dallas, Texas. Today is Thursday, the 24th of December, 2015. On this date in 1814, the War of 1812 ends. 1818, the first performance of Silent Night takes place at a church in St. Nicholas in Oberndorf, Austria. 1865, in Pulaski, Tennessee, a group of Confederate veterans with Christmas spirit in their hearts establish the Ku Klux Klan. 1906, Reginald Fessenden transmits the first radio broadcast consisting of a poetry reading, a violin solo, and a speech. 1979, Soviet tanks roll into Afghanistan. Birthdays are Benjamin Rush, cool American revolutionary, early American figure that people don't know enough about, Kit Carson, Howard Hughes, Eva Gardner, Ilham Aliyev, and Ed Miliband. I'm your host, Mark Mullen. As ever, the podcast was written by Ari Swiecka. If you'd like to comment on the forum or ask a question, go to tpeelpod.com or send an email to tpeelpod, T-B-L-P-O-D, at gmail.com. Prime Minister Garibashvili announced his resignation in a televised address this evening, this past evening, the 23rd of December. There were reports in the media earlier in the day about his resignation and that he would likely be replaced by Foreign Minister Georgi Kvitikashvili. Prime Minister's office had announced that he would make a special statement at 6 local time. It was rescheduled to 8, started a little late. Otherwise, it was a surprise resignation. 5-minute televised statements, he said that holding an office, be it of Interior Minister or Prime Minister, had never been a goal in and of itself, but this he meant to serve his country. He continued that official posts are temporary, God and homeland are eternal. He spoke briefly of historic results, significant reforms during his tenure, such as signing the association agreement with the EU and the Silk Road Project, but otherwise did not give a specific reason behind the decision to step down. He noted that BI stepped down from the prime minister's post at the zenith of his power. And this sets an example. 33-year-old Garibashvili assumed the post of prime minister in November 2013 when BI resigned. Before going into politics, he worked for BI for 8 years. According to the Constitution, the president has 7 days to name a candidate for prime minister presented to him by the parliamentary majority, which is, of course, the Georgian dream. After this, the new candidate for prime minister should name his or her chosen cabinet ministers within 7 days. The candidate for prime minister and the updated cabinet of ministers then must get a vote of confidence from parliament, which requires the support of at least 76 lawmakers. If parliament fails to approve the candidate for prime minister and cabinet 3 times, the president has a right to dissolve parliament and appoint snap parliamentary elections. Later in the evening, on the 23rd of December, President Mark Garibashvili issued a decree that the current cabinet will continue with its roles and responsibilities until a new cabinet is formed. Otherwise, when the prime minister resigns, the cabinet is dissolved. Parliamentary Speaker Datta Utsupashvili commented on the shock resignation, saying, "We do not need everlasting prime ministers, parliamentary speakers, or presidents in power." He said that the new government will be established before the 2016 new year. Until then, the current government will continue to lead, and that the Georgian Dream parliamentary majority will discuss the candidates for the new prime minister starting Friday, the 25th of December. Discussions will be for 1 week. Utsupashvili said he knew Garibashvili was thinking about leaving office, but that he didn't know exactly when that would be. The Georgian Dream coalition had created a new tradition of stepping down when the time is right. High-level Georgian Dream politicians also say that Foreign Minister Georgi Kvitikashvili is one of the top candidates to become the new prime minister. Other options are Health Minister Dato Sagarnenko, Economy Minister Kumsishvili, Mamuka Bakhtadze, the director of Georgian Railways. There are, of course, discussions about why Garibashvili is resigning now, that Garibashvili was lobbying a judge, that there's proof about that, that BI wants to return as prime minister, or because of the NDI public opinion polls that show the Georgian Dream has dropped in popularity and that they need a stronger figure like Kvitikashvili as prime minister. On the 18th of December, the European Commission released a report on Georgia's implementation of the Visa Liberalization Action Plan, or VLAP. It said that Georgia has fulfilled all the benchmarks. In early 2016, the European Commission will propose to the EU member states to allow visa-free travel to Schengen area for Georgian citizens. Like Georgia, Ukraine will also be proposed a visa-free travel regime with the EU. After the European Commission puts forth a legislative proposal on the visa waiver, it needs to be approved by the European Parliament and the EU member states before it can go into force. Georgia hopes the process will be completed by mid-2016. For Moldova, for example, the process took 5 months. Georgian citizens with biometric passports would be able to enter the Schengen area without a visa for 90 days in any 180-day period. The visa-free travel applies to all EU states minus the UK and Ireland. Since the last European Commission VLAP report in May 2015, Georgia has made the necessary reforms in document security, border and migration management, public order, external relations, and fundamental rights. Tbilisi in Georgia was jubilant that evening. The 18th of December was a Friday. The EU flag was projected on public buildings and monuments. There is the most awesome hashtag ever in Twitter history, which is Schengenatswale. Georgian officials welcomed the European Commission report. President Mark Velashvili said that our choice is the European choice. Europe is our welfare and progress. More Europe in Georgia and more Georgia in Europe. A few days later, President Mark Velashvili declared 2016 the year of the European state because of the significant goals Georgia will have to achieve. By contrast, 2015 was the year of the woman because of public discussion surrounding violence against women. On the 22nd of December, Russian Foreign Ministry announced that in the context of the ongoing normalization of Georgian-Russian relations, they will, wait, I have an idea, ease visa requirements for Georgian citizens starting next year. Said that on the 23rd of December, the Russian Foreign Ministry said that the next step, it does not rule out the possibility of lifting visa requirements for Georgia altogether. The Russian Foreign Ministry announcement comes 5 days after President Putin's annual press conference, where he said that Moscow is ready to cancel the visa regime for Georgian citizens. Also on the 22nd of December, Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Grigory Karasin spoke by phone with Prime Minister Special Representative for Relations with Russia Zura Abashidze and clarified the measures for visa liberalization for Georgians. Abashidze welcomed Moscow's announcement and said that it implied a significant simplification of visa rules. His next meeting with Karasin is planned for February. They will discuss the next steps of possibly lifting visa requirements altogether. National Democratic Institute, or NDI, released the results of a new public opinion poll that was carried out by CRC in November, December 2015, when voters were asked what party they would likely vote for if elections were held tomorrow. 32% of likely voters said they did not know which political party they'd vote for, which is almost the same as in August of this year. 5% said they would not vote for any party. 15% refused to answer. Support for the Georgian Dream ruling coalition was up 4 percentage points since August to 18% in the new poll, but that's still 6 percentage points lower than the April 2015 poll. 12% of likely voters would support the national movement. It was 15% in August. Free Democrats got 7% support compared to 5% in August. Labor Party and Borjanadze's party got 4% among likely voters, and the Alliance of Patriots got 3%. NDI's senior country director in Georgia, Laura Thornton, commented that the electoral playing field remains wide open. Following up on alleged influence peddling on the former chairman of the Presidential Pardons Commission, an interview with Rustavi Ori and Maestro TV on the 22nd of December, former Pardons Commission chairman Aliko Elisashvili said that he had zero confidence in the prosecutor's office and that instead of trying to genuinely investigate the case, the prosecutor's office is trying to hush it up. He publicly named the two Georgian Dream politicians suspected of the case, Eka Beselia and Manana Kobakhidze, saying that from the very first day of his appointment as Pardons Commission chair, they showed a huge interest in the inmates who were serving lengthy prison terms for the 2010 drug trafficking case known as the cocaine case. He said that the two lawmakers were persistently pushing for the preterm release of these convicts, that they would phone him, send him SMSs, and that the lawyer representing the inmates would meet with him. December 2013, the inmates' application for pardon was disqualified. The cocaine case inmates then applied again a few months later, and Elisashvili says the same two members of parliament began intensely lobbying him again. So now Elisashvili has called on parliamentary speaker Tata Usupashvili and the leaders of the Georgian Dream parliamentary majority group, Zviad Kvatsentidadze, to initiate an ad hoc parliamentary investigative commission to look into his allegations. Usupashvili responded that they should allow the prosecutor's office to complete its investigation. Elisashvili has also demanded to suspend lawmaker Manana Kovachidze from her post of vice speaker of parliament, to suspend lawmaker Eka Beselia from her membership in the prosecutorial council, I would hope, and to suspend the deputy chief prosecutor pending the investigation. On foreign visits and travels, Georgia delegation led by David Saganalidze, head of the state-owned shareholding company, the Partnership Fund, is in China this week, meeting with the heads of Chinese financial institutions, including the Asia Infrastructure Investment Bank, or AIIB. Partnership Fund also signed a memorandum of cooperation with ZTE Corporation, Chinese multinational telecommunications equipment and systems company. On the 23rd of December, Georgia, Iran, Armenia, and Russia signed a memorandum of cooperation for the energy sector in Yerevan. It envisages establishing a coordinated council and a regional dispatch center to help the four countries react more efficiently to crisis and emergency situations, and will allow the development of multinational electricity transit and trade. Energy Minister Kahi Kaladze signed the deal and also met with the Armenian Prime Minister. Defense Minister Tiniko Khidasheli met with her new Polish counterpart in Tbilisi International Airport during his stopover in Afghanistan. President Mark Velashvili met a high-level representative from the European Council working on regional governance and decentralization. The Azerbaijani national currency, the manat, lost over 30% of its value on the 21st of December when Azerbaijan's central bank abandoned its dollar peg. They said that because of intensifying external economic shocks, they switched to a floating exchange rate regime for the manat. If you hadn't guessed, kind of connected with the fall in oil prices. The East-West gas pipeline, which delivers gas from Turkmenistan through Georgia, officially opened on the 23rd of December. Economy Minister Dmitry Kumsishvili attended the ceremony in Turkmenistan, as did the energy ministers from Turkey, Bulgaria, and Ukraine. As a reminder, the East-West gas pipeline runs from the Shatlik gas compressor station in Mary Province, Turkmenistan, the country's largest oil gas fields are located, to Europe via the Belek gas compressor station in the Balkans. Georgia completed building and rehabilitating its section of the East-West gas pipeline in March 2015 with financing from USAID. Following up on previous stories, in April 2016, a Bollywood film crew with Bollywood producer and director Abbas Mastan will come to Georgia. They'll be filming in Kakheti, Adjara, Sfaneti, and Samska Javakheti regions. Government covers 20% of the filming cost under the Film in Georgia program. In case you didn't know, the Healer twins in Star Wars, The Force Awakens, are Georgian sisters, Lika and Teya Shengelaya. They were born in Moscow, where their father worked as a doctor. Then they moved to the United Arab Emirates, then came back to Georgia to study medicine, moved again to Abu Dhabi. Part of Star Wars was filmed in Abu Dhabi for the desert planet Tatooine. Tbilisi will, for the first time, host the 25th annual session of the OSCE Parliamentary Assembly. It'll be from the 1st to the 5th of July, 2016. The Defense Ministry announced vacancies for joining the military on a contractual basis. The contracts offered have a four-year term and are available for persons between 18 and 35 years old. Salary starts at 950 lari a month. As a reminder, Defense Minister Tiniko Khidasheli and previous Defense Minister Irakli Alassania have voiced their desire to end compulsory military service and move towards a professional military. The U.S. government has invested $54 million to fully renovate and equip public schools in Georgia. First phase of the project will see 30 schools renovated in central part of the country, Mskhetem, Tianeti, Shidikartli, and Samska Javakheti regions. In the next 4 years, 70 more schools throughout the country will be included, covering about 40,000 school children. The project is a Millennium Challenge Corporation project with the Education Ministry. German Development Bank KfW confirmed a €30 million loan to Georgia to rehabilitate drinking water and sewage systems in Batumi. This is the fourth stage of a larger rehabilitation project. The Ajar government is redesigning the Batumi Boulevard to make it greener. The investors carrying out local development firm Dreamlands Oasis. They earlier and invested to rehabilitate the resort area of Chokvi, also in Ajara. Akhaltsikhe City Court sentenced Shalva Abuladze to life in prison for the murder of policemen in April 2015 and the attempted murder of four others. As we've reported, the defense can appeal a guilty verdict to a higher court. As a reminder, in January 2015, Abuladze was convicted of attacking two police officers in Borjomi, went into hiding. April, he got into a fight with police in Varkatili, Tbilisi, where he shot dead one of the policemen and seriously wounded another, fled the scene, and was arrested a few days later. Special operation in Borjomi. Over last weekend, Russian border guards kidnapped two people in Kareli region near the administrative boundary line with South Ossetia, a man and an elderly woman. 28-year-old chess player Nino Batsiashvili was a reported surprise star at the Chess Masters Open tournament in Qatar. She played a match against the current world champion Norwegian player Magnus Carlsen that ended in a draw. Archaeologists from the National Agency for Cultural Heritage Preservation found remnants of stone, ceramic, and bronze tools, as well as ancient building walls. Excavations at the Didnauri complex in Dedoplyskaro municipality in far eastern Georgia. They said some of the construction dated back to the 10th and 11th centuries B.C. Politician Emiko Petrishvili bit off part of another politician's ear during a fight. Petrishvili is an assistant to the member of parliament from Kareli, which is in the Shitakartli region, and it's the former head of Kareli municipality, or Gamgeoba. According to local TV, he was in a car with the assistant to the current Gamgeoba leader, Zaza Guliashvili, when they got into a fight over it and over the fact that Petrishvili wasn't allowed into a local Georgian Dream party meeting. Police are investigating a case for premeditated light injury to the body, which may be punished by up to 3 years in jail. Georgian businessman Levan Vasadze, who is a knighted by whom I'm not sure, and is a well-known radical nationalist social conservative, has proposed creating a commission to prevent media and NGOs that have foreign financing from insulting traditional values. He wants it to go into legislation to allow this commission to be able to strictly punish media outlets. This is a stupid idea, of course, but he has lots of money, so let's see where it goes. Football official David Petrishvili was killed on the 22nd of December when he was hit by a police car in Tbilisi. He's well known in Georgia and managed relations between UEFA and the Georgian Football Federation. Sputnik Kremlin News reported that Daesh militants operating in Georgia might attack the South Ossetian-Georgia border. The head of the South Ossetian delegation at the IPRM meeting claimed that last week that Daesh might attack in Christmas and New Year. This is, of course, ridiculous, but it's a funny article to read. Check it out. The Greek parliament confirmed a new group called Georgia's Friends Group, which consists of seven members of the Greek parliament from the majority in opposition. Two new fruit and vegetable processing factories are opening within the Produce in Georgia state program in the village of Martkopi near Tbilisi. Georgia opened an honorary consulate in Kaunas, Lithuania. Ministry of Environment has reportedly strengthened laws against illegally felling fir trees for Christmas, ranging in the hundreds of lari depending on if it is a protected area or is a rare species of tree. President Mark Velashvili has posthumously awarded Irina Enukidze the Queen Tamar Order for her outstanding public activities. Enukidze was the mother of Sandro Ghirbliani, who was murdered in 2006 in an incident linked to high-level UNM officials. She then became an activist against violence and is seeking justice for her son. She died in 2007. The film Anna's Life, director Nino Basilaya, will premiere at the Gothenburg Film Festival in Sweden in late January. It is a contender for the main award of the festival, the Ingmar Bergman Prize. Prime Minister Garabashvili announced earlier this week that special state commissions will be established to plan important occasions for 2016, including the 850th birthday of Shota Rustaveli and the 25th anniversary of Georgia's independence. Police are searching for a taxi driver who severely beat a woman he was driving because she refused to have sex with him. Reportedly, several women complained about him as well. The investigation is launched under Article 125 of the Criminal Code for beating a person, which is punishable with a fine or for 120 to 180 hours of community service. Section of E-60 highway that crosses east-west through Georgia was flooded and cut off for the third time this month when the river Chata was flooded near Kutaisi. Sports websites allsportsnews.co.uk selected its rugby dream team of 2015, which includes Mamuka Gorgadze, the captain of Georgia's national rugby team, the Lelos. Prisoner Teona Kobalio was a participant in the Voice Georgia during the live show. Prison minister appeared and said that she is pardoned and won't be going back to prison. Instead, they gave her a car to go home. She was in prison for robbery and was twice convicted in prison. She used to give singing lessons. In parliamentary news, on the 18th of December, Parliament passed with its second reading the Georgia Dream proposed bill on redistricting single-mandate constituencies. The bill is significantly revised compared to its initial draft in order to even further narrow the discrepancy between the size of electoral districts by merging more small constituencies and further dividing larger ones. For instance, Tbilisi, which is currently divided into 10 single-mandate districts, was redistricted into 18 constituencies in the initial draft. Now, under the revised draft, Tbilisi will be divided into 22 electoral districts. Meanwhile, the village of Martkopi, which is part of the Gardabani municipality, will be merged into one with Tbilisi's electoral districts. The initial draft was revised in order to put the proposal completely in line with the Constitutional Court's decision from May 2015, which said that the existing electoral districts undermine the equality of the vote because of the large discrepancy in size between single-mandate constituencies. There are over 150 voters in the largest one, and fewer than 6,000 in the smallest. The Venice Commission's Code of Good Practice in Electoral Matters said that the maximum deviation from the average size of a constituency should not be more than 15%, unless there's some kind of special circumstances. In the initial draft, there were 14 constituencies beyond this 15% margin. However, the revised draft put all of the districts technically within the 15% margin. It's caused new problems. There might be a town that's geographically isolated from the rest of the electoral district. It's further fueled criticism from opposition lawmakers who slammed the proposal for artificially cutting and axing districts. For instance, the town of Mestians-Fanetti is currently a separate single-mandate constituency. It has only 8,300 voters, which is far fewer than the average size of the district, and it should be 47,000 voters. So now, in the revised bill, Mesti will be electorally merged with a district that also has Umbrella, Uri, Oni, Zagheri, and Lentechi. A lot of Racha and Mountainous Fanet here together. It's about 300 kilometers from Mestia to Lentechi. On the 21st of December, the Georgian Dream ruling coalition submitted to Parliament draft legislation and amendments which envisage replacing the plurality vote to elect majoritarian lawmakers in single-mandate constituencies with a majority vote. As a reminder, the 150-member parliament is elected through mixed system, where 73 lawmakers are elected in the majoritarian single-mandate constituencies. The remaining 77 are allocated by party list or proportional vote. Under the existing rule, the majoritarian members of parliament who receive more votes than another candidate, but not less than 30% of the votes, is declared the outright winner. According to this proposed draft to the election code, the threshold required for an outright victory will go back to 50% with a second runoff. The 50% threshold is very important. It was changed by the national movement when Guy Ugolava was running for mayor against Alassania 2010. Ugolava was polling at only 32%, and the national movement was nervous that Alassania would beat him, so they changed the threshold to 30%, figuring that they could somehow get him over that in a runoff. Following on last week's story, on the 23rd of December, Parliament ratified the loan agreements to finance two contracts with the Ministry of Defense signed in Paris this summer for an acquisition of 78 million euro air defense system. The meme this week is a video by the government of Georgia showing all the places in the country lit up in the EU by the EU's flag with yellow stars to celebrate the positive visa liberalization report. Stuff to read. Dustin Galbraith writes in the Washington Post, citing CRRC data, that Georgia is not turning towards Russia, and the reports of that are an overstatement. Georgians are worried about the economy and jobs. Financial Times covers Misha's growing popularity in Ukraine, as well as his political rivalries with Ukrainian politicians. Some people see Misha as strong enough for the role to bulldoze through corruption. Others think he's too hot-headed. NDI poll on political attitudes in Georgia for November 2015. As discussed earlier, Georgia is in CNN's list of up-and-coming travel destinations for 2016. Georgia's also features in New York-based Travel and Leisure magazine for best practices to travel in 2016. Check out the new website, Tbilisi Life, which has a calendar of all sorts of things happening in Tbilisi and profiles people doing stuff in the city. All that stuff to read is in our forum. This week's geocapital number is 80%. This is how much of Georgia's orange harvest this season was exported to Russia, according to the Ministry of Agriculture. End of an era. The Karigogo Georgian food cart in Portland closed last week. They explained when they opened in 2013, they didn't plan for it to be a permanent thing. They were happy that they helped bring Georgian food to America. They'll be continuing by shipping spices, Georgian spices in the U.S. They'll also have supras, will give cooking lessons, and they want time to go to and from Georgia to learn more. National Gallery in Tbilisi has an exhibit starting the 25th of December, featuring unknown works of Georgian modernist painter Shalva Kikodze. Kikodze died in 1921 at age 27 due to poor health. It's running till mid-February. It's a New Year's music festival running in Tbilisi until the 29th of December. You can find out more at the Tbilisi State Conservatory website at tsc.edu.ge. Also on the 31st of December, there'll be a New Year's celebration in Tbilisi with live music at Rose Revolution Square and at Freedom Square from 11 p.m. to the 31st of December. From 11 p.m. on the 31st of December till 4 a.m. on the 1st of January, the metro will be free, as will the gondola from Rije Park to Nadikala Fortress. Oxfam with the Biological Farming Association Elkana are organizing a food fair in Tbilisi to support local farmers. It will be at Bukia Gardens on Pekini Avenue near the Technical University Metro on the 26th and 27th of December. That's it for this week. My Twitter address is at TXTBUK. Our email is tpeelpod@gmail.com, or post to the forum on our website, www.tpeelpod.com. And we will finish with, from 1957, this is Santa Claus is Back in Town by the King, Elvis Presley.
Christmas, Christmas, Christmas.
Hey, Christmas time, pretty baby, and the snow is falling on the ground.
Christmas,
Christmas. Hey, Christmas time, pretty baby, and the snow. Sleigh with reindeer, no sack on my back. You gonna see me coming in a big black Cadillac. Oh, stockings, turn off the light. Santa Claus is coming down the old chimney tonight.